Okay, some practical conclusions then. Give me about 2 minutes. Number one, we don't rely on Christian parentage or baptism for new life. Covenant is important, but we must all be personally born again. No water baptism, no birth into a Christian family can produce a new creation, quicken a dead soul, cleanse deeply ingrained sin, or circumcise a proud heart. The Holy Spirit must do it. That's a second practical conclusion. Rely on the Holy Spirit to make sinners new creations. You know, there's always a tendency in us as ministers, as we try to preach and try to work, we want to produce the fruits ourselves. And we always need the self-control to hold back and say, that's the Spirit's domain. And to remain dependent ourselves upon the Holy Spirit to do the work that we cannot do. No carnal means, including myself, can effect supernatural regeneration. God's Spirit alone. So our task is simply to preach the gospel in its biblical balance and leave the fruits to God. And thirdly, I must learn to preach the doctrine of regeneration rightly, explaining clearly the gospel offer of new birth and life from above, but trusting the Spirit of God to bring forth new life as it pleases Him. Basically, I must show my people that the basis of regeneration is Christ's death and resurrection. 1 Corinthians 6:11. The means of regeneration is the Word of God. Ephesians 5:26. The providential instrument of regeneration is the preacher, or the herald of God's truth. Romans 10:13-15. And the agent of regeneration is the Holy Spirit. John 3:5. So I'll close this lecture with a short poem. I also want to refer you to one more time to Brockle, pages, volume 2, 255 to 260. It's a wonderful example of how to preach regeneration to the regenerate and to the unregenerate. Read those pages, 255 to 260. I close with this poem. I sought the Lord, and afterward I knew He moved my soul to seek Him seeking me. Was not I that found, O Savior true? No, I was found of Thee. Thou didst reach forth Thy hand and mine enfold. I walked and sank not on the storm-vexed sea. 'Twas not so much that I on Thee took hold as Thou, dear Lord, on me. I find, I walk, I love, but oh, the whole of love is but my answer, Lord, to Thee. For Thou wert long beforehand with my soul, always Thou lovest me.